Is it a surprising sign of the times or just plain predictable? For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Earlier this month, the Episcopal Diocese of Washington, D.C. announced it would begin holding same-sex wedding ceremonies at the National Cathedral, the place that served as our country's central religious building for a century. Is this a huge victory for the gay community? Not really. According to the Huffington Post, the cathedral and its bishop have wanted to bless homosexual unions for a long time. Just the appointment of a new dean gave them the opportunity. Some may see this as a watershed moment in our nation's moral decline. Maybe. But this particular story is not a sign that Christians at large have begun to second-guess the scriptural definition of marriage. Most of the Episcopal Church gave up on orthodoxy decades ago. And their precipitous decline is a lesson for evangelicals considering following cultural fads too. Giving up historic orthodoxy doesn't make your churches relevant. It only makes them empty. For ThePointRadio.org, I'm John Stone Street.